everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Winnie.
And Winnie, we have a topic that's actually really interesting today.
Yes.
I'm really excited to talk about this. But before we get started, I'm going to ask you an unusual question.
Yeah.
Did you have an imaginary friend when you grew up?
No. It sounds like, I don't know, maybe in our culture it's something
maybe
crazy.
Not a thing. Okay,
like,
well,
if you're talking to someone that doesn't exist.
Fair enough. But you know what? It's actually something quite normal where I'm from. I didn't have an imaginary friend myself, but my sister had an imaginary lizard.
Lizard?
Yeah, it was an imaginary lizard.
Why a lizard?
I don't know. You know what? It was when she was really young, so I'm not sure she would even remember.
Mm-hmm.
But she used to walk her imaginary lizard on a leash. And so she would just carry this leash around with her. And when we asked what she was doing, she'd say, oh, I'm walking my lizard.
And you just let her do her thing.
You know what? She's a young kid. She was playing. She's having fun.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, this might sound a bit strange to some people, but mm-hmm. this is actually quite a normal thing that people do.
Oh, I have to learn more about
mm-hmm.
this.
And we're actually going to talk about kind of that action right now. So let's get started.
Reading.
Talking to dogs, boats, and imaginary friends. Our human-making habit. Fido, who's a good boy? You're a good boy. I love you, Fifi. Do you know how much I love you? To people who don't own pets, talking to animals like this might sound crazy. They can't understand us or answer back, so why do we treat them like they can? Pet owners might think it normal to talk to non-humans, but they're not the only ones. It's quite ordinary for people to chat with animals, robots, or even pencils and cups. This is called anthropomorphizing, which means giving human qualities to non-human animals or objects. We can anthropomorphize anything, and for many different reasons. However, we especially do this to living things, so the desire to treat animals like humans is very strong. There's also good evidence that anthropomorphizing is often linked with higher intelligence. That means if you talk to your dog, you're not crazy, you're smart.
All right, our article starts out kind of unusually, so I'm just going to go right into it, okay? Fido, who's a good boy? You're a good boy. I love you, Fifi. Do you know how much I love you?
Who are you talking to, Erin? Who's Fido and Fifi?
Well, Fido and Fifi are my pets.
Oh.
That's how I talk to my pets.
You have that special voice.
Yes.
Yes.
You know,
actually,
it's a thing where we change our voices when we talk to pets and babies.
Yes.
We do that. So that's why I changed my voice a little bit there, because as humans, we do change our voices when we're not talking to people who can understand
mm-hmm.
us, right? So that's quite a normal thing as well. But it says here in the article, to people who don't own pets, talking to animals like this might sound crazy.
Or the voice that we do mm-hmm. to pets.
Might sound a bit silly.
这里我们看到 who 来修饰怎样的人。对于没有宠物的人而言，把它提到句首可以用来强调。对于没有宠物的这些人而言，然后接一个动名词 ving 做主词的句子。所以对这些人来说，讲对动物讲话可能听起来很奇怪。But that's not crazy at all.
It's not. It says here, they can't understand us or answer back. So why do we treat them like they can? Why are we kind of treating our pets like they can answer these questions, right? Maybe that's why people think we're a little bit crazy.
But they do understand.
Yes. All right. Well, we use the verb treat in that sentence. And when you treat someone in a certain way, we behave or act in a certain way toward them by doing certain things or saying certain things. When you treat pets like they're humans, you behave by speaking to them like they're humans. Oh, Fido, who's a good boy? You're a good boy. Now, if you treat an animal adult, like they're a child, you might not let them do certain things or you might talk down to them, right?
That's not being, good.
Yeah, that's not a really good thing to do. But if you were to say to, if you were talking to a two-year-old,
yes.
Now a two-year-old can understand you, but if you said, goo-doo-boo-doo-boo-doo-boo-doo-boo-doo, no. like you would to a baby, they'd be like, you're treating me like a baby.
Why?
Yeah. Here's another example sentence. Arthur treats me like I'm stupid. He thinks I can't do anything right. That's another mean one, too.
No, that's not good. Treat 在这里是动词的用法，有对待、看待的意思哦。后面接像课文一样，我们常接介系词 like something， 表示像对待什么一样。像例句也是像我很笨一样对待我，或者也可以直接加副词来修饰。比方说 ，girls were treated differently from boys in our society。以前女孩受到不一样的对待。所以文章说 ，we talk to pets like they don't understand us。That's not true.
That's not. Pets do understand us. Now, things that I talk to in my life, like when I talk to my scooter might not understand
Probably
me.
Probably not.
But like, I still talk to it. All right. Well, let's continue on in the article. It says, pet owners might think it normal to talk to non-humans, but they're not the only ones.
Oh, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about this word normal. It's an adjective, and we use it to describe something that is typical or similar to other things of the same type. So, for example, pet owners think that talking to their pets is the usual thing to do. They don't think that's strange or odd or special in some way. That's just something they do,
yeah.
and it makes sense. So, of course, the opposite of normal in this case would be special, strange, odd, weird, those kind of words.
Yeah.
Here's an example. You might think it's odd that you talk to yourself, but it's completely normal. Everybody does it.
Normal 就是正常的。刚刚我们有听到 Aaron 老师帮我们补充反义，除了 strange 还有 odd, weird。Odd 就是 O-D-D, weird, W-E-I-R-D, 都是有奇异的、奇特的，甚至还有点怪怪的成分在。我们再来看这个句子 ,think 后面加受词 it, 再加形容词 for somebody to do something。这里是因为原本的受词太长，所以改用虚主词 it 来取代。那真正的受词到底是谁？真正的受词就是后面的不定词 to v， 它被移到受词补语，也就是形容词的后方。所以一样，课文这句其实还原后就是 pet owners might think that it's normal to talk to non-humans， 用虚受词 it 取代了 to talk to non-humans， 让句子更简洁。同样的句型啊，还有像是 believe, find, consider 这类表示认为的动词也都适用哦。所以我们可以再造一句 ：Sophie found it hard to discuss the movie without spoiling it. Spoil 在这里就是爆雷的意思，所以就是说，哎，要讨论电影，但是又不能爆雷，她觉得实在有点难度。
All right, that's something that people get really angry about.
Right,
spoiling movies. If you can't talk about it without spoiling it,
let's not.Talk
just
about
don't
it.
Talk about it. That's what I've learned. All right. Well, okay, well, of course, we've said that some people think that this is not normal, but actually, it is really normal. It says here, it's quite ordinary for people to chat with animals, robots, or even pencils and cups.
Right? Like
yeah,
you.
Like me. I actually talk to lots of things. So, okay, what are we doing when we're chatting? This verb, chat, means that you're just talking to someone or, I guess, something in a casual way. Now, we often use this verb to describe that we're talking to our friends, but we wouldn't really use it to talk about speaking with our boss. We can also use it as a noun, as in, I had a chat with Mark, like yeah. that. Here's an example sentence. I spent my afternoon in a lovely cafe chatting to my new friend, Andreas.
Chat 就是闲聊、聊天的意思，要特别注意。刚刚我们有说是用在轻松闲聊的情况下，所以不会跟你的老板这样子 chat。那跟谁聊天，我们可以像例句一样 chat to， 或是 chat with somebody or something。像课文就说，甚至跟铅笔或杯子聊天都很正常。 What do you talk about with your pencils?
What do you not talk about with your pencils? You know, the weather, politics. No, I'm just joking. Usually if I'm talking to a pencil or a pen, it's because it stopped working for some reason.
Oh, that makes sense.
And I'm yelling at it. But I talk to my scooter. Like if my scooter is making a funny noise, I might ask it what's wrong with it. Or if I'm trying to drive up a steep hill, I might say, it's okay, scooter, keep going. Something like that. I actually talk to things all the time. So this seems like a quite normal thing for me. But what are we doing when we are doing this? It has a name.
Okay.
It's quite a long name. You might not know how to say it by looking at it. I might say it wrong the first time, but I'm going to try anyways. It says, this is called anthropomorphizing. You get that?
Anthropomorphizing. Okay.
Yeah. All right. You can count it out with your syllables there. Anthropomorphizing. Six syllables. Which means giving human qualities to non-human animals or objects. Let me read that sentence again. This is called anthropomorphizing, which means giving human qualities to non-human animals or objects.
这个很长很长很长的字是人格化，拟人化。看到难字不要卡住啦，其实下一句就解释给你看这是什么意思，也就是 giving human qualities, 赋予人格特质给谁呢？ To animals or objects.
That's right. You're treating them like they're humans. All right, what is an object? We know what animals are. An object is a solid thing that you can touch and see, but something that is not alive. So an object is different from an animal then. So for instance, a pen is an object. Mm-hmm. A dictionary is an object. A TV is an object. You can touch and see all these things.
Yes.
However, an idea is a thing, but it's not an object.
Oh.
A feeling is a thing, but it's not an object. Flowers, animals, and humans, all things, but not objects.
They are alive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Here's an example sentence. In this kindergarten class, the teacher gives her students several objects to learn how to count.
Object 其实就是 thing 啦，但是它是特别局限在没有生命的物体，不管大的、小的、圆的、方的，都可以用这个名词。像最有名的物体应该就是 UFO， 就是 Unidentified Flying Object， 其实中文就是不明飞行物体，就是用到这个字。So the article says we can anthropomorphize.
There you go.
Anything.And for many different reasons.
That's right. You could treat your water bottle like a human if you wanted to.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason you want, really. However, there are some reasons that we do this that we should talk about.
Mm-hmm.
It says, however, we especially do this to living things. So the desire to treat animals like humans is very strong. And...Of course, you see this a lot. You not just see this with your own animals, but you'll see people doing this on TV. You'll see it in the park, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So that's why we're using the word especially. Now, especially is an adverb, and we use it to show that something happens more often with one thing than with other things, or that something is more important than other things.Now, here we're saying that we anthropomorphize living things more than objects. Here's another example. This night market can get quite crowded, especially on weekends.
Mm.
So it's more crowded on weekends than weeknights.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
我记得第一次看到 especially 这个副词，觉得哦，好长哦。还好中间有个 special 在前面，后面再加加减减，其实就记起来 especially 这个字，意思也很接近，就是表示尤其或是特别是什么什么。所以文章说，我们特别会对活的生物拟人化 by living things, especially animals, right?
That's right. So the sentence said we have a strong desire to treat animals like humans, much stronger than we would sort of non-living things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a desire is a strong hope or wish to do something or for something to happen. Now, if you have a desire to eat a snack, that means you just want to have and eat a snack. If you have a desire to win a game, you want to win that game.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an example.It's been a long week. The only desire I have for the weekend is to stay home and watch movies.
Desire 是强烈的渴望或欲望当名词哦。有什么欲望通常会用 have a desire to do something。相反的，没有欲望做某件事情就可以用 have no desire to do something。所以像 Aaron 只想待在家看电影 ，She has no desire to go to the mall。No, 用来强调你完全不想做这件事情。
I never have desire to go to the mall. Too many people. I'd rather shop online. All right, well, here in the article it says, there's also good evidence that anthropomorphizing is often linked with higher intelligence.
这里我们看到几个难字哦。Evidence 是证据，要小心，这是个不可数名词哦。像搭配 good evidence 就是有证据强而有力的意思。So what does the evidence say?
Winnie, the evidence says that because I anthropomorphize things, I'm smart.
Okay, is that real?
That's what I'm seeing in this. Well, let's take a closer look at this by looking at the phrase, be linked with something. Now, when two things are linked to each other, they are related to each other in some way. Here, we're saying that some evidence shows that anthropomorphizing is related to how smart you are.Which is related to the word that we're talking about next, intelligence. Now, but first, here's an example sentence. These days, the idea that smoking is linked with bad health is old news. Mm-hmm. Don't do it.
Be linked with something or somebody 有与什么什么有关的意思。Link 本身就是名词，它有当连接的意思。那也有动词的用法，就是做连接。还有这里我们看到 intelligence， 意思就是智慧或是智力。要注意，这也是一个不可数名词哦。那其实应该大家都有看过这个形容词，就是 intelligent， 意思就是说很聪明的，或者是领悟性高的，懂得举一反三，就用这个字。那回到课文，整句话就是说，也有证据说，会拟人与较高的智力 intelligence 有关。也就是说，越高等的生物越有可能会拟人。So you're right, you might be smarter. That's also what the article says. That means if you talk to your dog, you're not crazy.You're smart.
And since I talk to lots of things...
You are smarter.
I'm really smart. I'm going to call myself Super Smart Erin. All right. Well, we are going to finish up today's article. We have lots more to talk about with anthropomorphizing. So come back tomorrow. But before we do that even, let's go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, our For You Chat question is a good one for me. We already really know the answer to it. But it says here, do you talk to the animals or objects around your house? What do you say to them?
Yeah, for me, it's like easier to think of it as like talking to animals, like pets, my cats and dogs. But like you talk to your pants, your scooters, your computers.
Yeah.
What do you say to them?
I think it depends on kind of what I'm talking to. Like when I talk to my plants, I'm actually kind of asking them how their day was, how they're doing. Do you need anything?
More water?
Do you want some water? Are you getting too much sun? That sort of thing. And you know what? Actually, research shows that if you talk to your plants, what you're doing is you're releasing chemicals into the air that help them grow.
What?
And so it actually makes them healthier. Now, I'm a big nerd and just talk to my plants anyways, but when I learned about that research,
that
I was like,
I'm doing a really good thing.
If I'm talking to my oven or something, it's because I don't want to burn my cookies, and so I'm kind of like, let's cooperate, let's work together, like, don't burn my cookies, like, I'll give you a special treat.
That's so cute.
You know, sort of thing. So it really depends. It's something I do quite a lot, and I live by myself, and so...
You need to talk to something.
I need to talk to something. And, you know, eventually I'm going to get a pet and I'll start talking to my pet instead of maybe my ovens as much.
You will still do that,
I will probably still do that. It just makes me happy. All right, well, what about you guys? Do you guys do this? It's not strange.
No,
don't let people tell you it's strange. It's completely normal. And it actually makes you feel a lot better.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. So just do it. But that's... That's my opinion. I don't know. Maybe other people
feel
differently.
No, you are smarter.
I'm super smart, guys. All right. We are going to end today's article on that note about me being smart.
All right.
All right. We'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Talking to dogs, boats, and imaginary friends. Our human-making habit. Fido, who's a good boy? You're a good boy. I love you, Fifi. Do you know how much I love you? To people who don't own pets, talking to animals like this might sound crazy. They can't understand us or answer back, so why do we treat them like they can? Pet owners might think it normal to talk to non-humans, but they're not the only ones. It's quite ordinary for people to chat with animals, robots, or even pencils and cups. This is called anthropomorphizing, which means giving human qualities to non-human animals or objects. We can anthropomorphize anything, and for many different reasons. However, we especially do this to living things, so the desire to treat animals like humans is very strong. There's also good evidence that anthropomorphizing is often linked with higher intelligence. That means if you talk to your dog, you're not crazy, you're smart.
Vocabulary review. Treat. Regina treats her friends like servants. She expects them to do anything she says. Normal. Though most people in Taiwan can't imagine wearing shoes inside a house, Americans see this as normal. Chat. I saw my friend at the store, so we stopped and chatted for a few minutes. Object. Most of the ancient objects you see here were found in China and nearby countries. Especially. Marie likes every flavor of ice cream, but she especially loves chocolate. Desire. Sophie's greatest desire was to lead her country toward a more peaceful future.
智慧小补帖.
Anthropomorphize. Evidence. Intelligence.
以上节目是由活用空中美语制作。活用空中美语杂志，请洽询全国各大书店。如欲索取视听教材，请来电02-2364-4000，02-2364-4000，或上网查询，网址是www.english4u.net www.english4u.net。谢谢您的收听。